Week two, the Fantasy Funk House. Got a great show for you today. Special guest in the building, first timer, B-Rai. Bri, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Really looking forward to it.
As always, Jerry Two Chains, Matty Funkhauser.
And, what's up?
Jerry, quite the week two. Eventful, disappointing, a lot of emotions.
It was for me, it was a brutal week, personally.
It was.
I went 1-4, barely hanging on to get that one. Thankfully, my opponent wasn't a very good manager, left some players in his lineup that shouldn't be. He had Hurts. He had a couple other guys that just went ballistic. But I hung on by a few points to stay at the top of that league. The rest of them didn't go so well. I had a couple good games, but they didn't work in my favor. Most of my opponents really went off this week. It was a crazy week. There was a lot of big point players this week, and they weren't on my team.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there was a handful of guys that just went ballistic, just nuclear. Yep. So, yep. Bri, how'd you fare? How many leagues are you in now? You got back in Dub League. Welcome back, by the way.
Yep. Back after a couple years. So at the Cane League going on, and then I'm in this eight-person league.
Ooh,
that
wow.
Is pretty. It's more of a casual league, but
interesting.
It's fun. I'm more there for like the draft party.
Yeah. Is that the one?
I'm sure you have a stacked team in that league because no matter what, everyone's team's pretty much stacked.
Yep, exactly. It's the hardest part is figuring out who to start, really.
Yeah. it's all lineup decisions at that point. Yep.
And I never choose the right one.
It's tough.
That's my downfall, man. Is that the league that Nikita and Danny Pope were in?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bet that's a fun league.
Yeah,
it's those eight-man leagues would be really fun if you have, like, a really, really short bench. So the waiver wire is just, like, loaded. That would be really fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so either one of you guys, I know Jerry kind of mentioned he didn't, but did you have any of those guys who went off this week?
Yes, I did. So I went 2-1 this week. Week one was pretty rough for me. Week two came back. In Dub League, Mark Andrews had a pretty good game for me. I'd say he led my team. Other than that, pretty well-rounded with that team. But in my Cane League team, Tyreek Hill just went haywire.
And
really just single-handed.
All the Dolphins, I mean, went crazy this week.
I mean, what can you say? It was a star-studded team like that.
I'm sure you enjoyed that quite a bit.
It was exciting. And I'm love where I grabbed him. Grabbing the end of the second round. I mean,
you
gotta love the value.
I had the league I won, I had Tyreek. He's my wide receiver one, so that helped quite a bit. I did have a few guys. I mean, Herbert had a good game in quarterback.
He did. Feels like that game was forever ago.
Yeah, a couple guys on my Dub League team, Christian Kirk, Drake London. He's looking really good early on.
You got to like having those guys, you know.
Yeah, he's saving my team right now, really. He's my dark horse for sure.
He looks great. I think he's probably like a top 24 receiver the rest of the way, at the very least. Seems like he's clicking with Mariota. I was going to bring up Kirk because I remember you said you weren't like super thrilled to get him, weren't targeting him big time, but I know it's happened to me several times in the past few years that you get a guy you're not, you know, like all about, and you just end up with him, and then he just kills it. And it's like a real good feeling. You stumble upon a guy like that. You got to be happy about it.
He's clearly, I mean, they paid him and it's showing in the game.
Follow the money, they always say.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of targets. He's clearly the number one guy there, and he's getting production with it. So I'm real happy with him so far. I was worried about him as a wide receiver too, and he's on the top end of a wide receiver too right now.
And Lawrence looks better week by week, but isn't Kirk like wide receiver four, like three or four or five?
He probably was my second. I have Evans, Kirk, London, I got a few guys.
Yeah. Well, you're going to need him with Evans out this week.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with that suspension. That's...
It was well worth it. Yeah, I mean, Lattimore. I had a Waddle.
He hates Lattimore.
Oh, he does, yeah. I saw some barbecue place in New Orleans ban Mike Evans for life. I saw a little thing about that today, so I thought that was pretty funny.
That's great.
I was, you know, I got Waddle on the Dub League team and pretty much saved my week because I didn't have a great week. Kirk let me down. Still, you know, eked one out against Nasty Nate. So yeah. When you can do that against a Guru, win. It was a huge win. I was down Pittman, I was down Gabe Davis. Kirk sucked. Yeah, just average weeks outside of Waddle, so love it. I went 3-4 this week, so not a great week after my 6-1 start last week, but my Sankey team's taking a hit. It's average. It's just barely Mine's any very, studs.
Mine's below average.
Yeah. I got Swift, and I got, is that it? I guess Clyde's playing good. He's probably my second best player. And Bry's in that, boat with Brady. I got Brady as my cube, and he's looking a little disappointing right now.
Yep.
He doesn't look, his head, he doesn't seem in it, man. His head don't seem in it. He's got stuff going on off the field.
Yeah.
Seems like it's an effect on him right now.
I have faith that he'll turn around once those guys get healthy. Maybe not this week, but I think Julio will be back. I think that, he's got to get Russell Gage a little bit more involved. And once you get Godwin in a few weeks, maybe he can even get Gronk to think about it. You never know. So...
A good topic. I just browsed through the injury report. So today, and as we know, Brady's off Wednesdays now, right? So he doesn't even practice on Wednesdays.
He's too old for Wednesdays.
Too old. Yep. So today, Rashad Perriman limited, Scotty Miller limited, Lenny was limited, Russell Gage.
The whole team.
Julio Jones and Chris Godwin did not even practice. And then Mike Evans is out this week. So
it's not pretty there. Fournette was out there for like 90% of the snaps or something this week, and he still didn't really have that great of a week. But he's, I don't know, it's scary. That whole offense is a little hurt. Maybe it's good Evans is getting this week off because he was already a little banged up too. Give him a week off, let him recover.
Maybe Rashad White will get a little bit more run with their lack of playmakers this week.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I like him too. He's going to be good. So we'll get into our review of week two. We'll run through pretty quick. Thursday night game did not disappoint. You know, two Titans going at it. Well, not the Titans. They got obliterated on Monday night. But some big dogs in the AFC best. The Chargers at the Chiefs. Huge game. Mahomes, somewhat pedestrian. But Herbert had a big game. Went down with that rib cartilage issue. And I thought it was funny that they were bringing up, I think Friday morning, that the same doctor who was treating Herbert for, you already know what I'm going to say, for his rib injury is the same one that's going to court right now with Tyrod Taylor because he pierced his lung to get Herbert to start 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So everything comes full circle. Thought that was really funny. And I would too, because like
he walked off the field. He seen that doctor standing there with a needle, and then he went right back on the field and slung that 36-yard pass to Carter and was like, I'm good.
Get the needle away from me. I'm good. Man. But yeah, that was a good game. Eckler's usage, a little confusing, but Palmer came through for me. Big Mike, we'll talk about him in our Smash segment. He had a huge game, 25 PPR points. But the Chiefs looking tough. The defense is looking pretty good. And as far as pass catchers go, it doesn't really matter who you are. As long as you're wearing a Kansas City uniform, you have the potential to have 10 targets or two. That's what it seems like. So
tough offense to predict.
It is. And I'll still start Juju with confidence. Everybody else, it's kind of wait and see. Clyde's playing well, obviously. Kelsey, I mean, goes without saying.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah. So, 1 o'clock games here and run down. I mean, do we even have to say it? Miami Dolphins, Jesus Christ. a performance like that from Tua, nobody, including myself, ever thought that would be possible. 469 and six tuts. Did throw two picks, but my God.
Doesn't matter.
And I know I sent you the video, Jerry, and I sent it to Brian right when I got home. Brian, I don't know if you saw it, but it was a video where if you flipped Tua to the right-handed quarterback, he's got a fucking hose, and he looks like the best quarterback that's ever played in the NFL. So I thought that was so funny that he just looks so wonky as a lefty, but you flip the video on its head, and he's a righty, and he's just fucking dropping bombs out there.
Yeah.
So, I hope they do that with all of his highlights now, because he looks so good. But, huge game. Anything you guys want to say about it? Any takeaways?
I'm excited for Tua, man. That offense looks electric right now. Looks like Mostert's going to be getting some more time there. I see he was on he got a lot of percentage of the snaps, so... I mean, Waddle and Hill, my God. I mean, Waddle's playing unreal.
The Legion
and
of Zoom.
Tyreek had I'm going against Tua this week. The D-man picked him up off of waivers. So he's got a little tougher matchup this week, though. Buffalo, man, they look unbelievable.
Well, he's going to have to throw to keep up.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see. True. If they can somehow pull off that upset. It's going to be a special time in Miami right now. I'm sure that they won't, but you never know.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. We got three games in a row here with some shitty teams. Jets beat out the Browns, which Cleveland deserved that. But, man, a Flacco-led Jets team. Garrett Wilson, huge game. The Lions, the living room Lions. This offense is just flat out impressive.
It's great.
It really is. The playmakers they have. Amon-Ra on high alert.
Yeah.
Looks unbelievable.
Got to go against him this week. He dropped a nice 38 on me.
Yeah.
I went against Lucas had three guys with over 30 points against me this week. It was brutal.
What would happen if the Lions made a blockbuster deal this offseason for a big-time quarterback and they got Amon-Ra... They got Jameson coming off injury, Hawk, those two running backs, really, really good offensive line. That's a legit team.
Yeah.
That's a powerful offense. Chark, the odd man out, he's solid. If he's your wide receiver three or two, him on the outside with Amon-Ra and Jameson in slot or something.
Yeah. Whew. And he's very close to making a lot of big plays. Goff just keeps missing him for whatever reason. I don't think they have the chemistry yet. Jags blowing out the Colts. This Colts team is down bad, especially without Pittman, no Alec Pierce. Taylor cannot get a thing going on the ground. They don't even think about throwing him the ball, even though he's playing third down. This Colts team's
they barely gave him the ball this week. He had like eight touches or something. Yeah. I mean, I understand the game script goes against you, but you have to give him the ball more and get him involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't get it. Matty Ice looks rough. Looks worse than Wentz did last year, honestly.
They look bad right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think you got to give it some time. They'll figure it out. Pittman is obviously a pivotal part of that offense.
Yeah.
They looked lost without him there, really.
Yeah, and their line needs to play better. You know, they have perennially one of the best lines in the league, and they're not playing like it at all. So, Bucks, ugly game against the Saints. Brady got one. It's weird that the Bucks are 2-0 because Brady just seems like a shell of himself as a football player, but they are 2-0. It's just so...
Yeah, they're finding a way somehow.
Yeah.
That's the Brady way.
Yeah. Saints looked... like a completely different team than they did week one. Jameis missed a lot of throws, especially to Olave. I saw Olave had 13 targets, like five catches. That's tough to swallow. M-Tom, pretty good game again. Kamara wasn't out there, so obviously that's a hit. But, Brady proven, doesn't matter who he needs, he can get it done. But they got some big games coming up, so... Some shitty matchups. Giants beat the Panthers. Dumb game. 2-0 Giants. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would have bet a paycheck on the Steelers beating the Pats. So, Brian, defend yourself.
Oh, boy. I can't defend that team right now. The offense is just putrid. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here coming up. You know, do they make the quarterback change at some point and see if they could create a spark from that? We'll see, but it's interesting nonetheless. And, you know, getting Watt back will be huge down the road. The defense is, you know, good still without him, but they wear down by the end of the game.
You can notice a difference that Watt isn't there.
Yep. I don't think they've won a game.
He's such a game wrecker. I mean, he's the best, probably the best defense player in the league. He's just unreal. So that's such a hit to their team because he creates plays by just getting close to the quarterback and then making dumb throws.
Yep.
So, I mean, Minka's still looking good out there. I think they'll figure it out. I think it was just an off week. I don't think Mitch looks bad. I mean, he didn't look good last week, but
we'll
figure it out.
There's a lot of pressure, a lot of talk in Pittsburgh here about them taking some shots downfield, no passes in the middle of the field, just kind of like a predictable offense. So we'll see if they make some adjustments.
I mean, they got the personnel for it. I think that's a limitation of Mitch. Usually he uses his athleticism and, you know, just escape in the pocket. He doesn't really live downfield. He can. It's just not – I don't think he's comfortable doing it, but I certainly think they're going to make a change to Pickett. At some point, if you want to contend, see what he's got. You never know. A lot of good quarterbacks coming out next year. I doubt they bail on Pickett that quick. I know a few teams will do that. you know, we've seen it in the past. But I don't think that's how the Steelers operate.
I think they'll wait. I think it depends on how the season goes if Pickett gets in there.
Yeah.
You know, if they start to have a losing record, they might say, okay, let's see what we got here. Let's take a shot and see if he can win some games or whatever. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It is.
Is that what you want to see? You want to see Pickett get in there?
So early on, I was like a little bit afraid of him going in too early because the offensive line is not very good. I was worried about him losing confidence, taking too many hits.
Right.
But they've actually been pretty decent so far this year. I think they've been PFF grades have been like middle of the pack from a pass blocking perspective. They just can't open up any holes in the running game right now. So I think you try out this game Thursday, see if Mitch is able to spark anything. And if not, maybe you consider, you know, jumping to Kenny for the next game. That would give him an extended like 10 days to prepare for the next game. So that's something to consider. I would be all about that.
Yeah. We'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, Naj has been a little disappointed too on the fantasy end. So, rip through some more games here. Falcons almost pulled off the 28-3 comeback, which I thought was fitting. That number is seared into the minds of every football fan ever from the collapse that the Falcons had in the Super Bowl. But the Rams get it done. Stafford looked quite a bit better. I thought Akers still looked bad. 2.9 yards a carry. They're going to keep feeding him. It seems like McVay just wants it to be a thing. So that seems like it's going to be a headache going forward. But I thought Hendy still looked quite a bit better. Robinson had a better game. Higbee getting a ton of targets. Rams are looking... They're looking a little bit better, even though they, you know, they gave up 27 points to the Falcons. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
I think the Akers usage could be kind of just an approach to keep Henderson healthy.
It could Henderson be.
Tends to get beat up. I don't think he can handle a full workload.
So no, I agree. Yep.
That could be.
Yeah.
They were still bringing Henderson in on like third downs and all the goal line work. So I think he's still the guy. He looks much better in my opinion.
Yeah.
He had a decent week.
Yeah, I agree with that. Akers looks bad in pass pro, and you're just not going to see the field on third down if that's the case. 49ers blast the Seahawks. Trey Lance going down, the big story there. So much drama around this team and their decision, and nobody wanting to trade for Jimmy G, and here he is back leading the team, and a lot of people still have them as a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I mean, I think with now they look pretty smart by keeping him, because we know what Jimmy G can do. He's not, you know, outstanding, but he's a great game manager. He's got a great offense, good coach. They're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Probably, Trey Lance is going to have some growing pains, and Jimmy G is definitely more established, so it might be a safer, less explosive offense.
Yeah.
How do you guys think this?
Go ahead, Brian.
How do you guys think this impacts the weapons, having Jimmy G instead of Trey Lance?
I think maybe, I think they know that they're going to, Debo's still going to get all kinds of touches, including, rushes. He'll still get the looks. Kittle, when he's there, he'll be that guy that is check down man. I think maybe someone like Ayuk maybe takes a hit.
Yep.
Because they're still going to stick with their run game, which is tough to know who they're going to go with there. I really don't want to have any part of that backfield just because their coach, Shanahan's going to give it to the hot hand, and you never know who that's going to be. But, I think if I had to pick one person, I'd say Ayuk takes a hit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Kittle actually gets a little uptick George Brittle, once there he gets back from injury. Debo will probably end up being a little bit better than he would have been with Lance just because of that variable of play style. And, yeah, I agree. I think Ayuk takes a hit. Still going to be an odd team to watch because of how they game planned all offseason. But Shanahan can get the boys ready.
Yeah.
Cowboys, big win. And I know, Jerry, we were just talking about how bad the Cowboys were, and I said they could lose 8 straight. They come back.
Yeah.
They beat a team that made it to the Super Bowl last year. Bengals look rough. That offensive line is horrendous right now.
Gosh, dude, it is so bad.
Porous doesn't even begin to describe it.
No, Burrow's just running for his life every play. It's bad. It's gonna get beat up this year. He's already gotten beat up his whole career. He's gotten hit a ton already.
Yeah, he has. He's got a torn ACL to show for it.
Yeah, it's not looking anybody on the horizon. They got all the weapons in the world, but if you ain't got time to get it to them or make something happen, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. I still think they could turn that around. It's only week 2. Well, it's week 3 coming up, but they're in a division that they could afford to lose a few games, I think. I think they're right there with the Steelers, even though they lost to them. The Browns as well. Baltimore's probably a shade better than them at this point, maybe a little bit more, but they got personnel issues. But then the AFC, it's not going to be easy to come back. The Cows, speaking of coming back, they got it done, Jerry. It was ugly.
Thank God. I don't know. The conundrum is Russell right now. He's not looking great. They kind of backed off of Javonte's usage this week. He didn't get nearly as many looks in the passing game as he did week 1, which is expected when you got 13 targets in week 1. But, right. They found a way to get it done. They were beat up. A lot of guys were out. Judy got hurt. Hamler wasn't in the game. So Sutton was the only guy out there catching the ball, really. Surtain went down on defense. Simmons went down. It was like all the stars were out, basically. So it was a tough situation to begin with, but I was happy they found a way to get it done.
Yeah, that defense is hurting. Simmons is on a season-ending IR, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it just a short term?
I think it's short term.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a step in the right direction. I think Judy is supposed to play. It's like an AC joint thing, but I was worried collarbone right away.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they avoided that. Got it narrowed down to an AC joint, but we'll see. The Cardinals come back. What a stupid game. You know, Carr was on fire, and then it just seemed like everybody on the Raiders just stopped playing.
Yeah.
After we shit all over the Cardinals last week, I feel like that's going to be a trend this year. Every team that looks horrible is going to come back next week and win for whatever reason. Cardinals still are not a good football team by any means. Shouldn't have won that game. Raiders 0-2 in the best division in football, supposedly. But, you know, Broncos not looking great. Raiders not looking great. Maybe it's not the best.
Yeah.
Ertz looks like he's going to get a million targets. You got to get him in your lineup. I got to learn from that. I'm going to quit starting Dawson Knox over him. That's dumb.
Yep, get him out of here until he does something.
Yeah, Connor went down. I think he's supposed to be okay this week, ankle injury.
I believe so, but that's definitely something to monitor. Daryl Williams was a big pickup this week.
Yeah.
I tried to get him, but I was out.
I still actually prefer
Eno. By this gentleman over here.
Yeah. I still prefer Eno, actually. Williams definitely got the more work and was better with it when he went down, but I still prefer Eno, I think. The human Dortch with another big game, Jerry.
You'd love to see it, man. You know, he's my guy this year. Every year I pick up some random guy week one, and you know, in years past it's been, you know, guys that were turned into something spectacular. DJ Chark.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
His big year. I picked him up week one. I try and attack guys quick that early season, get those guys. Do I expect Dortch to be this guy? No, not at all. But I tell you what, man, he got me like 15 points or something this week. Kept me in it, really. When it was looking real bleak, him and a few other, Monty had a big game for me. They kept me alive until Aaron Jones and Jalen Hurts just stomped all over me.
Yeah, it's going to get crowded here for Arizona real quick. So we'll see if the Dortch can hold off Nuke and Rondale and all those guys. So Packers with a beat down on the Bears. Not much to say here. Aaron Jones, huge game. Justin Fields fucking sucks. What else is there? Monty looked really good, actually. So
I was happy to
see that. Yeah. Monty's looking good. It's the only player in the Bears. Darnell Mooney with another 1 point. What are you doing?
He was one of those guys that I was never in on. I couldn't do it. I know you liked him. Yeah.
Love
I
just, him. Still do.
I could never. I'm like, I've never seen him do anything, so I don't want him.
He had a good year last year with Fields, so I'd still, I don't know. I mean, I know Robinson was there, but was he really? Like, he didn't do anything. He quit most games. Couple big Monday night games. Bills with a fucking blowout. The best team in football. Certainly in the AFC, Diggs, there's not much to say. Diggs and Allen. Diggs could have 20 touchdowns this year.
Imagine having the stack of Allen and Diggs and still getting swamped like I did.
It's tough to swallow, Jer.
Put up 175 points and lose. Woo! Pain.
That happened to me when I had Kamara that week. He had like 6 touchdowns.
I faced like 4 guys that were insane. It was crazy. Defense put up 32 points. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And then the other game, Eagles. Eagles look
the best
good.
Team in the NFC.
Oh, I think they are. And I thought the Vikings looked good week one. They made the Vikings look real bad. Jefferson was held in check by Slay. And it's funny because Slay was getting burnt all of like training camp, joint practices, and preseason when he played, and it just locking down, you know, one of, if not the best receiver in football. So Eagles look great. Bills and Eagles, could see them squaring off in February. That'd be entertaining. Hurts, as good as we thought he'd be, Jerry. We were all over that, so we'll have to shove that in Len's face when he shit on us for it.
That's for sure.
So that's the recap. Yeah, not much else to say about those Monday night games, but the best teams won, no doubt about it. So why don't we hear from one of our sponsors?
When your family is real hungry, eat an Applebee's. Special steak delivery from your friends in Applebee's. Happy in Applebee's, you'll be happy in Applebee's. You'll be happy in Applebee's. Get some sweetheart wings and some pepperoni when you're real hungry with your family. Eat in Applebee's. Stromboli, calzone, get some Italian cuisine in Applebee's.
Big shout out to Napoli's Pizzeria, Dubois, Pennsylvania. Jerry, I don't know if you listened to the picks show that I was on last week with Mikey and Len, but they had what sounded to me like a new Naps ad. It wasn't so much a jingle, but an ad, and it is very funny. How do I put this? Just flat out racist towards Italians, but it's like, it's really funny. It's real tasteful, I'll say that.
Right.
So shout out to Naps and that sweet sauce pizza with pepperoni and meatball. That's my go-to there. Delicious.
Yeah. Very good.
Chef's kiss. All right. So we'll get into the Fantasy Funkhouse Stock Exchange. So new segment we brought out last week. And I'll go ahead and start us off here. I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster. So what do you guys think of Juju? Do you think this is just Kansas City, just crowded receiving core here? It seems like a completely different offense. Are you buying any Juju stocks? Are you trying to cash them in? Are you holding them long term? Tell me about them.
I'm still holding them right now. I'll still buy just because the offense is so good that, I mean, Kelce is the guy that's going to get the guaranteed targets every week. He's the team leader. Clyde Edwards is looking really good. MBS, pretty much invisible out there, even with getting a lot of targets. I'm done with him. So I think Juju is going to have his games. It's still early. They're still figuring each other out. We'll find a way to get it done.
I agree with that. I think he's a guy you want to have on the field. He's a great run blocker. I think they just need to build some chemistry. And he's a great safety blanket. He's one of those guys that will fight for a first down.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it's just a matter of time before he gets those PPR points.
Yeah, I think so too. I only got one Juju share. Definitely going to hang on to him. You know, he's like my wide receiver five. So it's not.
I'll buy low on Juju right now.
Yeah. I'm happy with him. So
I got a good one here.
Hit us.
Buy or sell Mr. Carson Wentz. So listen to this here. After 2 weeks, Wentz is the QB3. He's ahead of Mahomes, Herbert, Hurts, Tua. That's just to name a few of them. I mean, this offense has a lot of firepower on it. Looking pretty good right now. Do you think that Wentz can sustain staying a top 10 option at the position? Can he stay? I mean, we obviously know health's an issue, but if he stays healthy, can he stay on this pace he's at?
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm going to sell. He's a guy who, even last year, shown he can have his boom weeks, look good. He's one of those guys. I think I was tempted a couple times, picked him up, starting next week, gets you like 10 points.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's in a different situation here. They got a lot of weapons. So I think I'm still going to sell the idea. I think he'll fall into about QB 12-13.
I can see that.
I want nothing to do with Wentz. I mean, you knew that was coming. I love his weapons. Honestly, we talked about that last week. I think the Commanders have a very nice arsenal with pass catchers, running backs, what have you, and then Robinson coming back. So the potential's there, and he's probably not as bad as I think he is or say he is, but I just keep thinking back to, was it last year or the year before, where he, like, broke both of his ankles within, like,
that's
5 minutes.
That's immediately what I thought of, too. We're like,
that
how
last
do you break
year?
Both of them?
I can't remember if he was on
how
the Colts
or the
Eagles.
How did you leave the game, man?
Dude, I think about that more than I should.
Oh, God. Okay, so, you guys are out. Sell those stocks.
Yeah.
Sell Molly's tie.
Yeah, I'm selling. Bri, you got one for us?
Yeah. So, buy or sell, Garrett Wilson as a top 20 wide receiver rest of season.
That's a good one. I also had Garrett Wilson as a buy or sell here. So, our first matchup. I'm going to throw a couple more stats here just to make it harder on you. Through two games, he has 22 targets. He's turned that into 12 catches for 154 yards and two touchdowns. So, yeah, see, I mean, he seems to be right now, he's looking like the clear number one on the Jets. Is he over Elijah Moore? Can he sustain this pace? I will jump in and I will say I'm going to buy. I think he continues to do this and they're making it a point to have him involved. I think he was one of the biggest waiver pickups this week and should have been. At this point, I think you got to find a way to get him in your lineup. I'm buying him.
Yeah, I want to buy him. I do, because I think he's a great player. But week four is supposedly when Zach Wilson's coming back.
Mm.
And we saw this last year. White, Mike, and Flacco put points on the board, you know, fantasy points for other guys. They really did. And Wilson just doesn't. And he's supposedly more talented than, you know, 47-year-old Joe Flacco and Mr. White Chocolate Mike, who nobody's ever heard of before last year. You're the number two overall pick. You fucked your mom's best friend. Like, just be good at football. I might buy a couple, but this isn't a stock that I'm going to retire on. We'll put it that way. I'll buy a few. We'll see how it goes.
It's a short-term investment for you.
Yeah. I just have no faith in Wilson.
You're looking for a quick payout.
Yeah. So if I need he definitely looks like the number one there, but what's the number one worth? Especially when you got Elijah Moore, who I think is fairly talented. Corey Davis isn't going anywhere. He got paid. Conklin's getting 8 targets a game, something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy right
maybe
now.
Maybe not 8. It's high. Conklin's getting a lot of targets.
For a tight end, it's real good.
And Carter and Breece. So, like, they got the playmakers. If you're the Jets, I feel like you got to make a move for a quarterback sooner rather than later. You can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
So, it's a good one, though. My next one is pretty obvious, guys. 469 yards, 6 touchdowns. Tua Tunga Viloa, are you buying him as a QB1? And, I mean, besides Mahomes, when is the last time we've seen a quarterback performance like this from anybody? Could you start him in a 1QB league? Do you think that, you know, Tyreek and Waddle will have this volume all year? I know Waddle had like 19 targets. What do you think?
I think it can continue because Tua's thrown like a million passes the first 2 weeks. It's new offense. Everyone starts Tyreek and Waddle with extreme confidence. Well, who's giving them the ball? It's Tua. So I think you can be pretty confident in him too. That offense is another one that just looks electric. We know what Tyreek can do. He does it year after year. And now you got Waddle, like you got the two fastest wide receivers in the league. It's crazy. You can throw these guys little slant passes and they're going to take it 60 yards.
Right.
I just think there's so much upside with that offense and with him that I would not be mad to have him as my QB1. This week is obviously tough because he plays Buffalo, probably brought down back to earth a little bit. But the rest of the season, I mean, I mean, the Ravens defense ain't bad. And
right.
We went crazy. So I like him. I'll buy.
I would also buy him as a maybe like a low end number one guy, top 10. I could see, I think he's going to have some weeks where he just smashes like he did last week. I think game script's going to be dependent on if they need to do that every week, but I'd buy him as a, you know, top 10 kind of guy. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to argue with it. I think I'm buying him anywhere where I need a quarterback. And Bri, I think you're spot on there, like a back end QB one, just because of the volatility. And you know, they tried to tell us this off season how much they were going to pass, and nobody fucking wanted to listen, you know.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to hear it. And now Tua has, what did I hear on my way home today? He has career highs for, you know, deep touchdowns this year. He has 5 of more than 20 yards, and that's more than he's had in his entire career up until now.
Awesome.
So that shows you the Mike McDaniel effect. And, yeah, I mean, I'm salivating. I'm licking my chops right now, to be honest with you. And it's a fun time to be a Dolphins fan. I hope they don't get murked too bad by the Bills. But, you know, like you pointed out, Jerry, I think it's kind of a catch-22 because their defense is unbelievable. But the Bills are going to put up points regardless, so Tua is going to have to throw again.
Yeah. And I just think it's a part of his offense. That's how he likes to, you know, have a spread offense.
Yeah. If only he was right-handed.
He's got to flip the video. Was taken in the first round of pretty much every league, Mr. Derrick Henry. He's got 16 points through 2 games, 21 attempts week 1, and he only had 13 attempts this past week. He had an average of 1.9 yards this week. I mean, of course, that was the game script did not help them. They got down quick. He did get a touchdown, which somewhat salvaged his day. But right now, do you see Henry finishing the year as a top 10 back? Or is this the year we start to see regression?
So I think that I would sell. And I know you're trying to sell, Jerry, actively. And I get it. And I still like Henry, but Taylor Lewan could be out for the entire year, their best offensive lineman. And the rest of the team just isn't very good. Tannehill's not very good. I don't know if he was ever that good. If he just had A.J. Brown. They don't have him anymore. I don't think that Burks is that good right now, and I'm not sure he'll ever be that good. So
he's not. I mean, he's not ready to be that guy yet, for sure. I mean, he has some potential. I don't think he's looked bad. He got a lot of targets this week, but yeah, I agree. Without the rest of the cast there,
there's no threat anywhere else on the team.
Right.
And a bad line.
Going through Henry. And
yeah.
I don't know. I worry. I don't know. I'm worried.
As a Henry owner in Dub League, I'm definitely worried. You got some great points. The O-line injuries. His yards per carry looks pretty rough. They don't have that threat downfield to open things up. But as a top 10 guy, I'm going to buy him. I think he's one of those backs that as the year goes on, he starts heating up. Maybe they get Burks involved a little more, build some rapport there, open things up a little. Also last year, game 1 against Arizona, he had a pretty bad game, 3.41 yards per carry. Only had 10.7 fantasy points. And then the next game, he crushed Seattle with 3 touchdowns, 182 yards, 47.7 points. And we all know how he did until he got injured last year.
He kind of just continued on that pace.
He's just the guy that I normally don't draft. He's not a pass catcher.
Mm-hmm.
But I've spent years just kind of like doubting his ability to be a top 5 running back. And he might not be that anymore, but top 10, I think I can buy that.
Let's hope. I need him too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's as talented as anybody at the position. It's just, I think it's just situational. purely situational. Right. The injury doesn't bother me. His age doesn't bother me. Yep. It's everything else. It's the Tennessee Titans that bother me.
He's a guy that if you get behind the line and stop him before he gets going, he's got no wiggle. If the line doesn't open up anything, it's going to be a rough year. Let's go with James Robinson.
Okay.
As a top 20 guy rest of the season.
I think I'll buy that. Yeah, they love him, especially when the team's playing good. You know, they have a penchant to run. Trevor looks pretty efficient. You know, if they're in games, I think he's the guy that they want touching the ball. So I'm going to buy that, and I would certainly take him over ETN at this point. It just doesn't – I don't know. Something's not clicking.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, you know, ETN has a great skill set. There's been a lot of hype about him since, you know, he was drafted. Unfortunately, he had the injury last year. But I still haven't seen him prove anything at the NFL level yet.
Yep.
At the same time, James Robinson's a guy that's always the underdog, but always over-delivers. I think this offense is on the up. They got some weapons to keep the offense open with, and I think he's just that trusty guy that can sneak his way into the top 20 this year.
I'm going to buy him as well. I think James Robinson is extremely underappreciated, mainly by his own team. Like, he should have automatically be the starter, should never be a debate. I'm with you, Brian, that I haven't seen it out of ETN. I'm a big proponent of mine is that everyone gets these hype pieces. These guys get all, if I've never seen it, you're not impressive to me until you start to produce. Haven't seen it out of him yet. I know, like you said, I mean, there was tons behind him, but I think Robinson's just a better player, and he proves it every time. I'll take him as I can easily see him being a top 20. I'll take him there. I'll buy.
Yeah, absolutely. Last one I wanted to just throw out there is Noah Brown from the Cowboys. I'm going forward. I think he's probably a flex option at best right now, but Gallup should be back. Probably not this week, but next week. Dak loves Gallup, so whenever Dak gets back, we'll see. And regardless, can Cooper Rush support, you know, CeeDee and then Schultz whenever he comes back? We forgot to mention his little knee issue, but what do you think about Noah Brown?
I like him. I snagged him in a couple leagues. Him and Cooper Rush seem to have a good rapport with each other. I think especially this next week, I mean, most people I'm sure missed out on his first 2 weeks, which were actually really good performances. But I like him this week if Gallup doesn't come back. And then after that, still think he's a guy you keep, maybe you see how he does after that with Gallup back, see if he's still involved with Dak when he comes back too. But I like it. I'll buy Noah for now.
Yeah, I agree. As a flex option, I think these next 2, 3, 4 weeks, he's a guy you can – plug in there, help you win a week. Long term, I'm not sure where he fits in. And this is also an offense that has some issues, you know, the O-line. They just don't have that explosiveness like they used to. So as far as a long term option, I'm gonna sell.
Yeah, it's fair. I agree with everything you guys said there. So all right, that'll wrap up the Fantasy Funkhouse Stock Exchange. A little quick word from our featured sponsor, Burger Daddy Food Truck. So they don't have a ton planned. They have a few weddings that they're catering over the next few weekends. October 15th, they are back at Lost in the Wilds Brewing, one of their home bases. So, you know, that's about a month away, 3 weeks away. If you can, you know, hold out till then, that's where you want to go to get a couple smash patties. And speaking of smashes, we're going to get right into it. So I know we're a little pressed for time here. We don't want this team's video to shut off on us, so we're going to kind of go through these pretty quick. We're going to cover the last week's smashes, Jerry.
Yeah, we can rip through those.
Yeah, my quarterback was Derek Carr. He had a pretty good game. I almost started him over Kirk, which I obviously should have. It didn't really matter. I know he had, I think, somewhere around 250 and 2 touchdowns. That's solid. I'll go ahead and count that just because of how, you know, how solid it was. Didn't disappoint. Could have had quite a bit more, obviously.
I had Russell at my smash, and he finished 24th at the position. 12 points, so he was very far from a smash, and I'm rather concerned.
That's very honest of you. Yeah, I'm concerned about Russ, too. I really am. There's not much else to say. No sense of urgency whatsoever from Russ. Yeah, so Carr had 252 and two tuts, so I'm pretty happy with that. That's a good start, somewhere around 20 PPR points. Wide receiver of the week, I couldn't have hit it, you know, more on the head there with Big Mike. Gave me 25 PPR points.
Yes.
Was thrilled about that. Ton of targets with Baggy out.
He looked great. We know he did good. He got his 25-point smash all the week. I had Sutton. He went 7 for 122. I said he was going over 100. He did. He was the 15th wide receiver on the week, in a week with a lot of crazy wide receiver performances. I'm going to take the smash there. 7 for 122, 19 PPR points. Pretty solid week. If you get a, you throw a touchdown on top of that, he has a monster week. So he was the only guy really doing much for Denver last week. So I was happy to see it.
My running back was Dylan. Kind of my only guy that struck out, I think, 60 yards on the ground. Still at 18 carries. Kind of took a backseat to Jones production-wise. Jones had a big game. So definitely not a smash there. My apologies, everybody.
That's all right. I also made a mistake at running back with Saquon. He finished 17th last week, so outside of the top 15, can't get a smash there. It was a low-scoring game against Carolina. It was kind of a boring, drab game. Just didn't work out in his favor.
Yeah. Odd game. Big time. Tight end, I had Pat Freiermuth. I'm gonna, for a tight end, I think he definitely smashed. He had four catches, only 22 yards. I thought he'd have around 50, but did get in the end zone, as he always does. So, you know, that's a nice 12 PPR points from your tight end. There's only a few guys that are going to get you anything better than that.
Right. I had Waller. He went 6 for 50 and a touchdown. He was number two on the week.
Love that.
I had a feeling he was getting in. He did. Great week for him. I think Andrews was number one, right? It was best tight end of the week.
Yeah, he had a big, big one. All right. So let's get into this week's smashes. You guys know the drill. Bri's been listening to the show for a while. Obviously, he knows the drill. So quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end. Let's go as quick as we can. I'm not sure where we're at time-wise. So quarterback, I'll go ahead and start us off here. Just a defense that I plan to target as much as possible, and maybe not in just smashes every week, but fantasy in general, and probably my FanDuel account. I'm going to take Stafford against the Cardinals. And I think he's got maybe three tuts in him, and I think he's a smash this week.
I definitely can see that. I'm going to go a little off the grid here and take Kirk Cousins, coming off a bad performance. But if you know Kirk, he doesn't play good in primetime Monday night.
Never
start him then, because he doesn't perform. This week, he's under the radar. It's 1 p.m. No one's paying attention. They got the Lions. They always play them hard. They play them good. I think it'll be high scoring. Jefferson ain't going to get shut down back-to-back weeks. Thielen's got to get on track. They got to get Cook going. Think they get it somewhat back on track. I don't know that they win, but I think they score some points, and Kirk has a good game.
That is also my smash. The game is set for an over under of 50.5 combined points, which is the most for this week. And if, you know, if Jerry and I both say he's going to smash, he's going to smash.
Yeah, well, lock that one in.
I have a lot of Kirk, so I like hearing that, boys.
Yeah, that should help you recover from last week.
Oh, it better. All right, Bri, start us off with running back.
All right, running back. I actually have Miles Sanders, not a guy I usually go with, but I like the offense right now. He's running really hard. They're going against the Commanders, who got ran over by the Jaguars and Lions week one and two.
Yeah, love that pick. I got Monty, David Montgomery. Nice. He's coming off a big week. He looked fantastic, went over 100 yards. He plays Houston this week. I believe they have the worst ranked rush defense. I think he's he'll have another big game, and I think they're realizing that he's the guy. Get Herbert out of here and forget their whole receiving squad. Just give it to David Montgomery every play. He's a smash.
I like it. I'm going to go with, he's got to get right soon here, Austin Eckler against the Jags. I think they pour it on. You know, he did have a pretty decent stat line fantasy-wise, but again, just not getting a ton of work. So I like this matchup and what's not to like about Eckler.
Right. I think, too, with maybe Herbie a little banged up, they work him a little more.
Yeah.
Use that run game more.
For sure. Wide receiver.
I got a guy that's gone crazy so far this year, Amon-Ra. He's had 12 targets back-to-back weeks. He personally beat the shit out of me this week. He's the focal point of the offense. It's him and Swift. And we already talked about the matchup with the Vikings, which has the highest over-under. So there's going to be a lot of points scored. And if you consider the end of his season from last year into what he's done the first 2 weeks, he's on an unbelievable pace right now. I don't think he's slowing down anytime soon. Goff seems to be very comfortable with him, so he's a smash all day.
All right, so my receiver smash for the week. It's a pretty obvious one, but I just really like the matchup. Stephon Diggs, obviously, we talked about it earlier. He just destroyed the Titans last week. This week, he faces a Dolphins team that had a really rough time with Ravens passing attack last week. The over-under of this game is the second highest of the week at 52.5 points. So that the Allen Diggs connection looks unstoppable. This one's guaranteed to smash.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah. So for my smash, guy who had a nice game last week after a quiet week one, and I think this team in general gets back on track, T. Higgins at the Jets. I think T. gets it done here. Good matchup. Sauce will probably be draped all over Chase. Sauce actually kind of got worked a little bit last week, so welcome to the NFL, Rook.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think T gets it done here and guaranteed to smash.
Love it.
Yeah. My tight end of the week is going to be, you know what? We're doing it. Kyle Pitts, you're doing it. Pitts, you're getting back. This is your game. I'm going to say at least a touchdown and five catches. Kyle Pitts, mark it.
A touchdown. That's a bull.
Wow. Okay. Well, I went real deep here, went way off and went with Kyle Pitts myself.
Whoa.
Oh, terrible start to the year.
Yeah.
With only two catches right now, he's guaranteed to get you two catches for 19 yards. That's what he does per
consistent
game. Two catch. That's what he has in both games. The Falcons look really bad outside of Drake London. I mean, he's too good to ignore. They play Seattle this week, so it's a little better matchup. The tight ends are tough outside the top few guys, so I think I could see Pitts having a breakout game and getting a touchdown.
Yeah, it's happening. Bri?
I kind of want to go with Pitts here, but...
Yeah, I thought you were going to.
Nah, I have a little bit of a more under the radar guy here. Tyler Eleanor Higbee.
Oh, wow.
We have the Rams up against the Cardinals this week.
Ton of targets.
Yeah, ton of targets. Historically, the Cardinals have been terrible against tight ends. This year has been no different. We had Travis Kelce week one smash, Gerald Everett smash week two. The over-under on this is fourth highest at 49.5 points, so it's going to be a high-scoring game. The Rams are obviously looking to get back on track. All those targets against the pass defense is pretty soft. You just got to lock this one in.
I think it's great, Bri. And I'm going to plug him in over Jerry Everett, I think, in one of my lineups.
He got picked up, and I'm going against him this week, and I know it's going to be a good pick, so I'm not happy about it.
It pisses me off because I had him, and then I dropped him just for a contingency against Nate with Jamison Crowder, and then I was like, I can get him again with $8, and Eric D bid $9 on him. So I wanted him back, but I still got this bigger.
This week was crazy with bids.
Yeah, it was. That's what I like about Fab. I think it's fun.
It was cool. This week was a good example of it. Like, everyone lost by very minimal amounts. So.
Right. And now in Crook League and Sankey, I'm sitting at the one spot. So I'll probably hang out there all year just so I can say I did. Not even claim anybody. So, all right. Well, that wraps up week two. B-Rye, thanks for coming on. Definitely have to have you back on, later this season.
Sure. Thanks, guys. Had a great time. Definitely looking forward to that.
And we're going to review all our smashes again next week. Good luck this week in your matchups. And good luck, we'll see you guys back here next week.
Let's just use this as the outro.
We want the funk. Bri, get out your bass. Jerry, your guitar. I'll be Seth Cooper. I got the cat.